Unit 5. Sustainable Earth. 5F. Exercise 1. Page 45.
1. An upcycled fashion show.
Are you coming to my class's sustainable fashion show at school tomorrow? It's all about upcycled fashion. And the money raised from tickets will go to an environmental charity.
Sounds great. But what's upcycled fashion?
It's when designers use items that are old or have been thrown away to create unique and stylish clothing pieces.
I see. So where did you get all the materials? From your attic at home?
Unfortunately, I didn't have anything usable. I considered asking for donations around school. But in the end, I tried the recycling center here in town and managed to get what I needed from there.
Two, a green energy project.
Have you read this article? It says the local government is planning to invest in a new renewable energy project.
What do you mean? Like a wind farm or something?
Not exactly. They're planning to use nearby lakes to generate power, but not how you might imagine. They're going to set up huge floating solar panels on the water's surface.
Wow, really? I would have expected them to use the movement of the water to generate power instead.
Me too, but apparently this idea will provide more electricity for our city.
Three. A beekeeping project.
I think I'm going to start doing some beekeeping at home.
Oh, what made you decide to do that?
Well, there are lots of great reasons to do it. Bees can help with pollination, for one, which helps plant life to thrive in the area.
That's true, and they can also improve biodiversity.
Exactly. The deciding factor for me, though, is that they're a great means of natural pest control. I'm trying to grow vegetables in my garden, and they could help a lot.
That's a good point. If you keep bees, you won't need to use harmful chemicals.
Four. Planet-friendly packaging.
Have you heard about the new type of packaging made from mushrooms?
Mushrooms? For packaging?
Yes, it's an eco-friendly alternative to traditional plastic packaging.
Interesting. So, how does it differ from plastic? I assume it's not as durable, but it would decay much more quickly.
That's right. It also requires much less energy to produce, so it could reduce global emissions significantly.
What a cool idea! Five. Solutions to global warming.
Look at this news story. Experts are saying seaweed farming could be a potential solution for global warming.
Wow, that's amazing. But what's the advantage over, say, planting trees?
Well, seaweed grows much more quickly, so I think it's more efficient at absorbing carbon.
That's a good point. Also, I guess seaweed farming won't put a strain on valuable natural resources like land and fresh water.
Exactly. While the initial costs might be greater, seaweed farming could be the best way to remove greenhouse gases from our atmosphere.
Six. An Earth Day event.
Hey, Tom. Are you excited about the Earth Day event at school tomorrow?
Hi, Louise. Yes, I am. In fact, I've just been helping my classmates prepare for the cleanup event they're planning at the local beach.
I thought you were organising an eco-friendly art exhibition.
I am, but I've got everything ready, so I'm just lending a hand where I can. What will you be doing tomorrow?
I'm holding a recycling workshop to help people learn how to manage their household waste properly.
That sounds great. Let me know if you need any help getting everything set up.
7. Environmental lifestyle choices.
You know, I really think we should try to do more to help the environment. You know, besides the things we're already doing, like conserving water at home.
What do you mean? Like switching to an electric car?
That would definitely help, but we can't afford it right now. Perhaps we could create a wild area in our garden instead.
Sure, why not? Then maybe in a year or two, once we've saved up a bit, we might be able to change our car or install some solar panels on our home.
It's possible. We just need to take things one step at a time for now.
Eight. The impact of tourism.
Have you thought about the environmental impact of tourism in our country? Most people visit our country to explore our beautiful islands, but that's brought a lot of traffic to the waters here, damaging important animal habitats.
Yes, it's terrible. If you ask me, authorities should ban tourism on our islands, at least temporarily, to allow local ecosystems to recover.
I know what you mean, but I'm not sure that's practical, since many communities here depend on the money it creates. There are options, though. I think they could introduce new regulations to limit boat traffic, for instance.
I see what you're saying. I guess they could also provide financial aid to local ecotourism companies to create a more eco-friendly tourism industry here.
Exactly. That would do a world of good.